VA Study Summary Report, Preliminary Findings, The Value Analysis, VA Study for the Coastal Rail Trail Project Segments 8 to 11 was facilitated by Procure 360 Group, sponsored by the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission, SCCRTC Agency, supported by the RRM Design Team, and included City of Santa Cruz participation. The technical VA team members were provided by Mark Thomas Company and ProRail. The study findings were developed in a 3.5-day VA workshop carried out May 6th, 8th, and May 13th, 2024, in an online meeting format. The VA team's findings were presented on May 14th, 2024. The preliminary report documents the VA alternatives, design suggestions, project information, project analysis, idea evaluation, and the VA process. This VA study summary report, VESR, provides an overview of the VA workshop findings. Project summary. The VA team studied segments 8-9 and segments 10-11 of the rail with trail configuration for the Coastal Rail Trail project. These projects would deliver an ADA-accessible bicycle pedestrian path while accommodating rail within the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line right-of-way. When constructed, these segments will be part of a planned 32-mile rail trail network that traverses the entire coastline of Santa Cruz County. Segments 8-9 establish a 2.5-mile trail between Pacific Street in the city of Santa Cruz and 17th Avenue in the unincorporated area of Santa Cruz County. Segment 8 connects to the Beach Street Bikeway, while Segment 9 adds a trail within the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line right-of-way. Segments 10-11 establish a 4.5-mile trail that generally extends along the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line corridor from 17th Avenue in Live Oak to State Park Drive in the Seacliff neighborhood. These projects entail a series of walls to accommodate the trail with rail features within the established right-of-way and multiple structures to traverse over watercourses and other obstacles. Segment 8-9 has completed the schematic design phase, while Segment 10-11 is nearing its completion. The VA study will jumpstart the final design phase for both segments. VA study objectives. The project development team requested the VA team to focus on the following study objectives. Review the key design features in the rail with trail design packages. Address cost funding shortfall. Key project issues. The project is addressing several key drivers, constraints, and issues identified during the value analysis VA study. One major concern is the poor state of repair of the existing rail infrastructure. Additionally, the design widths for the rail width trail are constrained by the available right-of-way. Many retaining walls have been constructed at or near the right-of-way lines, prompting consideration of alternative retaining wall and structure types. A comparison of cost-reducing measures for delivering the trail both within and outside the rail corridor is also being explored. Evaluation of baseline concepts. The VA team assessed the baseline concepts, focusing on cost, performance, time, and risk as they relate to project value. These factors are further detailed in the project analysis section of the report. VA alternatives. Preliminary. The VA team developed 19 alternatives aimed at improving the project. Modifications were applied to the baseline concept using design schematics submitted with estimated pricing from June 2023. Below are the potential project cost and schedule changes for each alternative, along with brief explanations. Standalone or mutually exclusive alternatives are identified by numbering after the decimal. For instance, Alternative 1.0 is a standalone option that can be combined with others, whereas Alternatives 12.1, 12.2, and 12.3 are mutually exclusive, meaning they cannot all be implemented simultaneously. 1. Reuse the old railroad tracks at Segment 9, 10, and 11 shift locations. This concept reuses the track rail and ties, keeping the track in a condition similar to the rest of the corridor. Freight operations are currently infrequent without established customers. 2. Reduce trail width to 10 feet and avoid small track shift in Segment 9. By reducing the trail width in Segment 9 from STA 74 to 80 plus 20, this concept avoids shifting the track and investing in rail infrastructure that sees little use. 3. Salvage railroad grade crossing infrastructure. This concept proposes salvaging grade crossing equipment for future reuse and accommodating future rail signal equipment throughout the corridor. 4. Modify wall design by regrading, slight profile modifications, and using alternative wall types. This concept eliminates wall type 1, a soldier pile wall with surcharge loading, by adding tiebacks in cut areas, or replacing the wall with an MSE or similar type in fill areas. 5. Replace Pilkington Bridge with retained fill. This concept takes advantage of available space to install tieback anchors under the existing tracks in Murray Street, using these as the primary lateral load-resisting elements without requiring underground easements from private landowners. 6. Replace the Oak Trail Viaduct with retained fill. To minimize tree removal, the VA concept suggests using a fill soldier pile wall along the right-hand side of the trail, impacting fewer trees. A precast pre-stressed concrete slab bridge is another possible option. 7. Use precast slab on pile for the Leona Creek Viaduct. This concept uses a conventional precast pre-stressed concrete slab structure, reducing both construction and maintenance costs while avoiding environmental impacts. 8. Use precast slab on pile for the Live Oak Viaduct. Similarly, this concept reduces costs and environmental impacts by using a conventional precast pre-stressed concrete slab structure. 9. Use precast slab on pile for the New Brighton Road Viaduct. This concept proposes the same cost-saving precast slab structure for the New Brighton Road Viaduct. 10. Use precast slab on pile for the Borregas Creek Viaduct. Like the previous alternatives, this concept utilizes a precast pre-stressed concrete slab structure to minimize costs and environmental impacts. 11. Split the Estates Drive Viaduct between walls and structure. This concept suggests a fill soldier pile wall along the right-hand side of the trail, reducing temporary impacts on adjacent residences without requiring temporary construction easements. 12. Delay the rail with trail improvements across Santa Cruz Harbor. This concept proposes rerouting trail users off the rail with trail corridor to existing bike lanes and sidewalks on Murray Street, Eaton Street, and 7th Avenue. It defers the construction of challenging retaining walls and structures, helping manage the budget shortfall and accelerate the design and construction schedule. The rail with trail concept would be implemented in a future phase when additional funding becomes available. 14.2, replace the Grove Lane Viaduct with retained fill. The baseline design intended to reduce the number of removed trees. The VA concept suggests constructing a fill soldier pile wall along the left-hand side of the trail, keeping the number of impacted trees to a minimum. Using a precast pre-stressed concrete slab bridge is another option. 14.3, replace the Park Avenue Viaduct with retained fill. The baseline design aimed to avoid the steep embankment extending down to the ocean and the resulting passive pressure, while also reducing the number of removed trees. The VA concept suggests a fill soldier pile wall along the right-hand side of the trail, taking advantage of the ample room to install tieback anchors under the railroad tracks and Park Avenue without requiring underground easements. This VA concept can be implemented while keeping the number of impacted trees to a minimum. A precast pre-stressed concrete slab bridge is another option. 15. Advance and repackage contracts. The VA concept suggests repackaging the Segment 8, 9, and 10, 11 contracts with the following measures. Segregate Segment 8 out of Segment 9. Advance clear and grub contracts. Advance tree removal contract. Review construction windows to reduce construction duration. Advance a separate contract for Roaring Camp track. Shift in 30th to 38th Avenue. Break out portions of design packages with significant cost and schedule risks. Use a construction manager general contractor approach to reduce risk and accelerate construction activities. Add bid options into the bid packages. The following additional construction and design time savings are generated in aggregate as described below. Note 1. An additional month for construction time associated with deck curing applied in aggregate to alternatives 7 and 8. Note 2. Two additional months of design time applied in aggregate to alternatives 7 and 8. To account for rework in structural design. This is not applied to retained fill options. Note 3. An additional month for construction time associated with deck curing applied in aggregate to alternatives 9, 10, and 11. Note 4, no additional design time for alternatives 9, 10, and 11 in segment 10-11 due to the current level of development. VA study results. The VA team organized the VA alternatives into two sets of competing project strategies, combining them into the following sets as they relate to segments 8-9 and segments 10-11. Strategy A, maximize savings with delayed project scope. Strategy B, savings without delayed scope. These strategies are comprised of the following alternatives. Segments 8 and 9, Strategy A, construction cost savings $16 million, cost escalation savings $1 million, total savings $17 million, time saved 5 months. Strategy B, construction cost savings $9 million, additional escalation costs due to delays $0.5 million, total savings $9.5 million, time delay 2 months. Segments 10, Strategy A, construction cost savings $39 million, cost escalation savings $6 million, total savings $45 million, time saved 19 months. Strategy B, construction cost savings $23 million, additional escalation costs due to delays and fine, total savings $22.5 million, time delay 1 month.